Fair
I'm
enough.
I'm going to be eating for a while.
Yeah, this is usually how our podcast starts.
That's how it starts. People know the score.
Really recognize your necklace.
What?
I feel like I've seen that thing before.
Probably in recent Marvel movies. I'm kidding.
It's Mjolnir.
That's
what it is.
I said it right.
Hey, good for you.
I knew it.
Yeah, hey, look at this guy over here with the words.
It's hard to say. It's like MJ. Man, Vikings could fight, but they couldn't spell for shit.
It's true. Lots of random J's.
Random J's, yes. Band name.
Faggot.
Go from there. Trevante Jaramillo. It's Friday. It's Happy Friday. It's Babyface Friday. It's Lego Hair Friday. Look at my fucking hair. It's amazing.
It's Lego Hair.
This is the first of hopefully 25 fucking lead up shows to the Valley Comedy All Stars Show, April 25th at the Eagles Club.
How much do you hate that name?
I don't hate it, but I like the North Korean Peace Summit or whatever the fuck you called it.
Nobody would get that but me and you.
I just like how you've redefined All Stars.
Wow.
That's true. Yeah, you could have went with. I mean, just so many other words that would be more fitting, but...
I thought that was funny because it's so dumb.
I'm with you. I like it. The show is basically going to consist of these two gentlemen. I'm here with Billy Schubert.
How's it going?
New to the...
is that how you pronounce that? Schubert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I saying that right? Billy? Billy?
Is that how you pronounce Billy? Am I emphasizing the B?
Billy Schubert.
Billy Beckham.
Young, up-and-coming comedy star. And, of course, Microphone Junior Rob O'Leary. By the way,
what?
You're doing stand-up with this microphone with no windscreen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be this big. It's going to look like a fucking dumb lollipop.
It's too tight.
It really does compared to Raw. I mean,
Yeah, it's like I'd have to hold it with just my index and thumb. That's a four fingers,
so
isn't
funny.
It? What finger is this? Help me out.
Index.
Isn't it like why did I thought that I thought that was wrong for something like I'm an idiot.
Isn't it?
Index or pointer if you're uneducated, but
pointer. That point thing.
The pointy one.
So while
the handgun one.
Why I indulge on these fresh 7-Eleven taquitos. Why don't you get to know Billy here?
Billy has been here for a few minutes ahead of time and we have been talking a little shenanigans. The first thing I want like you said something a second ago that I wanted to burn. The idea was, you know, we were going to put on a comedy show because you were, you know, wanting to get back into it. There's no real scene. We have a venue where we can do whatever the fuck we want now. So let's do it. Billy was part of a show that was like, it was part of an improv troupe.
I just needed a show to play. I hadn't played one in a while, and I heard these guys were doing an improv comedy thing, and I just kind of asked if I could tack on to it and do some stand-up,
I'm going to take full responsibility for you being part of this because you mentioned that a second ago why did he pick me. We were sitting there just
desperate. I don't want you to sound like why did he pick me.
You should have heard it. It was fucking gross. He
just like that.
Yeah, he was like, he's like, it's just so weird. Like we don't even really know each other. And
before I walked in, you just got done crying on your shoulder.
I have this whole hair system figured out. Now why would he pick me?
Well, first off, I do have it figured out. I have it spot on.
All right.
So.
Oh, I thought he's. See, we're stupid. You have to give us a second. You all right, buddy? How's the new headphones? How's the new skull candy working for you?
It's very comfy.
Yeah?
I feel like it makes my head look gigantic.
No, they're actually a little slimmer than the other stupid ones. I like it.
I dig that. It's for the ladies.
Usually ladies like it thicker.
Do you remember any of his jokes? Like, and I told him, no, that's not a smash. Like, it was the stupid microphone kept cutting out.
Yeah, that was bullshit, by the way. If we're playing again at the Eagles, and this time, Eagles Club, get your microphone situation together.
Jesus, yeah, what the fuck happened there?
It'll be fine, because the sound guy himself will be performing, so.
That's good.
It's a guaranteed win.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is definitely, like, a special interest lobby as far as the fucking sound goes at that place.
Absolutely.
That should be anywhere, though.
It is anywhere, I think. Yeah. You would know. You've been around
absolutely,
the block.
Absolutely,
yeah. if you're not using their house sound guy, or if you don't bring your own, like
if you don't bring your own, you're fucking house sound guy.
Yeah, you're going to sound like shit, pretty much.
That's a bartender who knows how to plug in a couple microphones.
Right. Your
style was really funny, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, your fucking Axl Rose, like.
I've never seen anybody just cock it to the side like that. Like, it looked like you were struggling with it the whole time. Like, You couldn't even stand up straight. You're just kind of like leering.
Well, half of it, to be honest, half of it was just desperate fear of it unplugging again. It was
No. You didn't make the decision that night to go up there and do fucking Steven Tyler into your.
He brought out a string of handkerchiefs out of his sleeve and just hung it from the microphone stand.
They also, I'm a shorter individual, and so it was already positioned above me a little bit.
And sure.
It was partially trying to cock it to the side, partially wanting to hold it that way, and just in part trying to...
So are you not a hold guy? You don't like to just hold the microphone? You like to stand? Yeah. Or, I mean, was that a, I guess I don't even
I could,
know,
was
that your
I,
first show? Or
it was,
that?
But I can't remove the mic from the stand without the plug coming out. I would have preferred to have actually taken the mic out. That's half of it. You could
so, no. Don't break it down for me, man. You got to tell me that you do this every time. Because that's half of the decision where I was like, this is, like, because we were talking about it. We're like, okay, we got Don. You know, who else? Like, I think I might have mentioned Josh, and he's
yeah,
like,
no, I once I got into it, I kept I was like, it. Nah, for, I once I got into it, I kept it for a reason.
Well, like, where did you start doing that, though?
That was kind of a little bit improv that night.
You've never held the microphone
not,
stand.
Not that drastic.
Like you're holding an axe and you're about to chop wood. You kind of describe to the people like the sideways hold, you know?
Not that drastically. I've done it a bit like that before where I've grabbed the handle on the side, but on a shorter phone, but this one was longer. It's hard. It's really hard to describe.
I think we should just stop because this is
over the radio.
If this is all predicated on like your, it's just the mic would not stay plugged in. I think I'm not really into it anymore.
It's a lot. There were a lot of things into it.
Don't listen to him.
No, all right. And again, not a smash. But do you remember his jokes? And I'm not saying burn it, but was he funny? I don't even remember.
I was laughing. I think. I don't. I was drunk.
Were you drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
really?
We were tying one.
Yeah, off, a little bit.
I mean, I was definitely.
I
remember some stuff about sports and a lot of stuff about Texas that was funny.
The Texas, yeah, that was my opening bit.
That was the basis for his whole, because you kept going back to that too.
A little bit, yeah. I kind of gotta embrace it as a thing. I was raised Southern, so I mean, I've got a little bit of that in me still, and. It's something that people in Colorado don't really.
Do you have one that you could burn just to refresh my memory, maybe? Or not really?
Not.
You don't really. Have one joke that you could burn to 50 people that are never going to see you live. Just kidding. Thanks. That was rude. I'm sorry. Stop. How come every time you eat, you never go like this? Or you know,
it adds to the ambiance of the show.
I don't like when you're juicy lipping
it. It lets us know he's still here, I guess.
Yeah, they're comforted by my presence. Positivity
it's like
Thursday
a
guy.
Yeah, it's like just like a baby likes hearing its mother's heartbeat. Mm-hmm. People on the internet like hearing somebody chew some 7-Eleven food.
That's fresh.
It's comforting for us. It's,
it's comforting for me. I love when this man is sitting right here.
Chiquitos.
Makes you feel good.
Okay.
Jesus. Well, we're just gonna attack each other now. We don't know each other well, so we're just gonna smash.
I think somebody started it with. All do you right. remember one of his jokes?
No, but like, you don't understand. Like,
no,
like,
I get it.
I'm a huge alcoholic, so there's a lot of things I don't remember. The very first show that you put on that was your headliner thing, like locally.
Yeah, you were. Blacked out. You were blacked
zero.
Out.
Zero. Yeah. I remember screaming at audience members that wouldn't shut up, and punching up a DUI joke for one of your openers. That's it. And I was wearing a tie. Zero.
Why are you looking at? Continue.
No, that's where you start talking, but you're still not.
Yeah, you have eating. Food in your mouth.
Asshole.
One more.
All right, let's go hack. Why'd you start doing jokes?
I want to go hack. Let's get to the bottom of this fucking weird bearded man here.
Well, we just realized that I probably know him. Like this, I remember. He's only had the whole architecture of bearddom for a couple of years, but I remember his face.
Architecture.
How long have you been doing it? Or what made you want to do it?
Well, I haven't been going at it very long. Anything's been real, real amateur. Just, kind of just telling jokes where I can and doing stuff like where Rob found me, just kind of knowing somebody who was doing something where I could just go up and just kind of be funny.
So what's your show history? Like how... like, not venue-wise, but, you know, like...
Just fucking...
Yes, what arenas have you played?
Asshole. Yeah, seriously, come on. What arenas have you...
Well, hold on, I'm just curious. Like, how many times you performed more than 5 minutes in front of more than five people?
Ugh. Well, that's another dick one. We don't know that. What if he's only done 3 minutes in front of two people every time?
Yeah, like this is.
That's why I'm curious.
Maybe you should have done some research on me. I know all about you.
Is it on the
Rob O'Leary?
Is it on the internet?
Not much of it. No.
Well, then
no.
What the fuck? I can't Wikipedia you.
Yeah. I'm up.
Billy's mom is actually here. We'll bring her out.
I want to go home. Bring the minivan around. Sippy cup.
What the fuck? I love when the mask slips. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
and composed.
Here's the thing. Like he keeps looking over at it. This is our media center, okay? We keep the Facebook and the Twitter up here.
Much fucking TJ's faggot thing to distract you from what's happening on the table.
Yeah, well, because I'm not even trying to look at it, but there's this flashing in the corner of my eye.
I apologize.
Might as well just pull up a picture of a dick.
No, hold on, she's cute.
Of a dick?
Just a big veiny bastard.
Why?
Man, we don't want you to get distracted.
Just
Max.
A dick?
Focus
why?
Up.
I'm distracted.
I don't understand. Show history.
All right. Show history. No, I really haven't done anything I'd really brag about. If you want to say it, like,
well,
no,
we're not looking
not
to
bragging.
Brag.
No,
just
no,
say
I've just done a couple. Just really, just no, not like shows. Just like dumb little dinky shit. Like, I mean, not to be rude to Dylan, and he put on his comedy troupe thing, but I mean, that's. It's one of those things where it's just...
I love a good underhanded,
you know what I mean?
Backhanded bullshit.
I'll say it for you since you don't want to say it. The fucking show sucked. It was underpromoted. It was unorganized. And that's what...
Exactly.
Can I ask you something?
I'm not
was it
the people weren't funny. Maybe they were, but it was unorganized and it was underpromoted.
But that's what I mean. It's all been events like that. People that just barely scraped it together to get a show.
Okay.
How's your
success rate? Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm on this podcast now, aren't I?
That couldn't mean less.
I know. That was a backhanded insult to you.
Oh, man.
In a nice way, though.
No, you can't insult this. We know what it is. Yeah. This is my bedroom. There's microphones.
Yeah,
I act like it's more than it is. Let's just be honest.
I was a little worried about being invited into your bedroom. Like, I had to drive up a dirt road to get here. I had to look for signs.
You had to call me first.
Yeah, I think...
weird.
I don't feel safe.
When you
voice
it out loud, it sounds creepier than that.
Yeah, I'm feeling woozy, guys.
You know what? I can't believe, like, I mean, obviously there's people that have asked to do this, and I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you're not coming to my house. You're not going to know where I live. But it is surprising the amount of people that are like, yeah, I'm totally down. Your house, cool. Women especially. It's weird. Anyway.
It's weird.
Creepy. I can't even believe Billy is here right now, because, like, you're not a Facebook user.
Not really,
like,
not particularly.
Like,
why are you on it if you don't do it?
Because here's why it's creepy. Like, I thought he was going to get so creeped out that he was going to bail, because his wall, like, if you go to his wall right now, it's nothing but five fucking posts of your fat Korean ass on his wall. Like he's not even on his own Facebook wall right now, because he never posts anything. So it's just you
it's just me talking to him.
It's like I swear, I didn't even think this was gonna happen. I thought he was gonna be like, okay, this is fucking weird.
This is aggressive.
This guy's like every fucking 2 hours, Billy Schubert Studio, everybody.
I've confirmed myself right out of shows. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, are we still doing this? Or like, who is this?
Stop answering me.
You're a creep.
What the fuck? You're here.
I'm a creep.
Well, and he's not. Look at him.
Well, I'm here.
Well, we're happy.
Can we get past this now?
I didn't know that.
I said yes to come to someone's bedroom in the middle of nowhere. You know, I really...
It's not really in the middle of nowhere. Like, technically...
No, Midland's not
If
bad.
Something happened, you could still maybe run out screaming into the road
and someone may help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, right. When you leave, we'll show you the Rob-shaped hole in my hedge. That's a fun one. Drunk asshole. Almost taking out a family of three in a Geo Metro. Anyway... So when you do stand up, like, are you received well? Like,
I'd say generally, I don't think I've ever bombed. I've never not gotten laughs. You know what I mean? I've never just got.
You ever bombed there, buddy?
Yeah.
I've managed to never. Fortunately, I usually do these shows where 20 people max are there, and 8 to 10 of them are my friends, so I can't really bomb. I mean, if we're being honest, but I've never really been received really that bad.
I've noticed that I could sometimes bomb worse if it's just a room full of my friends. Because, I mean, really, they're the harsher critics.
It's true. They've already heard your
joke. You know what, though? Like,
they've heard it when it was
like,
funny.
Hitler at Pizza Hut? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I still feel like you had a stroke during that joke. Like, I felt like it had some kind of meat to it, and you just fucking fell off. And you're like, Hitler, that's the go-to fucking save word.
What he's talking about is I did an open mic at the Rivers. Yes, sir. I did an open mic at the Rivers. You ever done it there?
I have not.
Every Wednesday there's an open mic.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've thought about it.
And that's actually that was my first time ever doing it. And then I went back there and it was dead. And, I mean, we've told the story 100 times. But pretty much, I told some joke that I don't even remember about fucking Hitler working at a Pizza Hut.
Hmm. Oh, yes, please.
And it just didn't work.
This podcast is not sponsored by Ezra Brooks, but it's going to get ruined by Ezra Brooks, I'm sure.
Cheers to that.
Why is Rob the only one who gets a shot glass?
Because he's my baby girl. And we just want to see what you have, what you had for you. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
No, okay, like, let's go back further. Like, what's, like...
Sure. So you remember... Hold on. Do you remember anything from my set? Besides me...
I don't remember specific...
Besides me rocking out...
I don't remember specific...
Besides me rocking out on
specific
that
jokes, I don't remember. I remember... Right. I remember sports stuff, and I remember a lot of Texas stuff, and I remember how you were holding the mic, but that's
right. No, but I looked at him, and I'm like, this is the guy. Like, because we were talking about it earlier, like, who else can we put on here?
Well, I mean,
we didn't want anybody that's already been part of that, like, the fake
right.
comedy group around here.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's refreshing to have a new face, regardless of even if you're good or not. Seriously, we... You composed yourself as a stand-up comedian, and you told fucking jokes, and people were laughing. That's all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I really care about for this fucking show, because there's other stand-up comics in this valley.
Good point.
You know what I'm getting at. They're fucking awful. They're assholes.
It's true, and you know, like, okay, we have like a reverence for Don. We just, you know, because he's a radio guy.
He's
funny. You know,
he's an all-around good person.
He's given us some
pillar, you know, of the community,
Yoda-like, you know, knowledge, and he loves it. Like, and he knows that he's like, he's fun. I think he's funny as shit, and he thinks he sucks. And like, to me, that's like a thing that needs to kind of happen in comedy. Like, if you came here, you're like, yeah, I've done, you know, 10 shows, and they were all at high schools, and I killed every one of them. You know, I'd be like, fine, maybe we made a wrong choice. You know. Can we take him off the bill by any chance?
I'll sometimes pretend like I did really good just to be a dick sometimes because it's funnier.
That's like, fine.
I do that sometimes. Like, like that night, even that night, I was walking around. I was just like, oh, did you see my show? Yeah, I fucking killed it. But that got. I'm going to say this. I didn't buy a single drink for myself that night after I performed.
That's
so.
A win.
That's a win.
That's and half of it was by simply going, yeah, I was just up there fucking killing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you were kind of. I remember. I think I remember your. Let me buy you a drink. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. You do that.
Who or what did you see that made you want to do this, though?
Yeah, why are you here? Not in this basement, but...
Oh, well, I mean...
But being talked to about comedy.
I kept seeing...
Hang on. This is one of my favorite things that ever happens on this show is, like, he's... Like, he doesn't have to lean in every time he talks, but it makes me fucking laugh every time you do. You're like, herber-ber.
That's what I emphasize.
Herber-ber.
Well, Rob.
Don't...
I...
It's not all lean in now.
I don't know if it was one specific person, but I watched comedy...
Jesus Christ, what... Well, I'm not looking for a streamlined answer. Just answer the question.
I am.
All right. You know, it wasn't really one event that really made me get into this whole thing.
I hope you don't. No, I thought we were talking about being here as and wanting to be a stand-up comedian.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, that's what I'm getting at. It wasn't necessarily one.
We'll get to it. What the fuck?
Man. No wonder guests bail out a lot. It's not being creeped out about the bedroom. It's just hearing halfway through the podcast and going, man, they just get cut off all the time.
Am I fucking up right now?
No,
you're saying?
No, we're just fucking with you.
You're fucking up so bad, dude.
So bad.
All right, I'll just chill
this
out.
This is disrespectful. We're in...
That's cool.
We are the guests. We are the guests in your house.
This is the one time I wish I didn't have Lego hair to mess up with headphones. I could just slam the headphones at you. Okay, influences, right. Something, right. Whatever. Go.
I don't know. I've just been watching a lot of comedy even since I was little. You know, I'd my dad would leave on like Comedy Central or something, and I'd see stand up.
You had a dad? Just kidding.
You wanna, well, yeah. Oh, that was great. You know, you did fatherly.
So, who are you got? Who are your guys? Yeah. Everybody has guys. You can't just say, oh, well, comedy in general, like that's a cop out. Like everybody has guys.
Who are your guys? I got favorites right now.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Who are your guys?
I think completely underrated. Have you heard of John Mulaney?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
he's
John
great.
Mulaney.
He's doing terrible. Good, but he's not as good as he should be right now. He should be killing it.
That's with most of the good ones.
Yeah.
Well, there's always that weird like plateau where like you start out, you work your balls off, you do like terrible hell gigs and stuff like that. Like you were on the cusp of like the hell gig thing. Like if you would have kept going after Comedy Works, then you would have had all those like what was that fucking like that jazz joint or whatever you were at where the black guy was yelling at you. It would have been like a long string of that. But then if you could have plowed through, then you'd have been like every month or two, 5 minutes at Comedy Works, that type of shit. He's road comic right now, right? I mean,
me?
No, Mulaney.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm a Glenwood comic.
Yeah, you're Midland Avenue comic.
I'm a Midland Avenue comic. yeah, he's a road
comic.
Keep
it local.
Right now, at best. Yeah, the problem is he's just not really, and he does some stuff on the Kroll show on Comedy Central, but he
you
doesn't
know,
do it.
I don't know why I don't want to like him.
I don't.
Kroll, but he is fucking funny.
What
do you think about him?
Depends.
I haven't seen the show.
The thing is, he's a sketch comic though. He's not a stand up.
Right.
I've seen his stand up, and he's just doing his bits, and that gets real tiresome. That's almost
no. I mean the show. I don't think I've ever seen the show. But the show is great.
But I detest his stand up, so I haven't given it a chance though.
I don't think I've seen him do stand up. Actually,
can't do it, man.
It's bad as stand up because he's a sketch comic.
Go again.
No.
All right, Mulaney. Who else?
Let's see. I like Patton Oswalt a lot too.
Oh my god!
Do you not?
Yes.
Okay.
Like we did like the comedians of comedy whole thing, and then like he was on Jay Moore's podcast, and he did this like he was pretending to do like morning radio stuff,
right.
And just a little like thing that he came up with the top is like. Jay Maher is going to be at Flapples. Like, just came up with this bullshit
he's
thing.
He's great at that.
He's so funny, man.
That's why I love him. His stand-up is great, but just him being him in a room.
Yeah,
he is
great.
He
seems like he'd be just a great guy.
He's real smart.
Yeah, he's next level for sure.
Oh, I just had one. Oh, another one kind of, I feel like, not making as he should. Kyle Kinane.
He's funny, too.
He's
not
good.
Familiar with him.
He's a... Irish gent, I think.
Yeah, but he's bald. He's got a nice beard.
That meant something. I haven't seen a comedy special in over a year.
I'm not far behind you.
It's weird for stand-up comedy, but nobody can call me a hack. It's like I don't watch I don't watch comedy. Like I don't. I am not interested anymore.
No, you know what? Okay.
I don't know. Well, because I haven't had cable in a while, so I haven't caught up in any Comedy Central shit.
Same here. Yeah.
So all I got is Netflix and every fucking and there's so many stand-up specials on Netflix.
But they're all.
But it's like
90%.
Why is there 10 Eddie Izzard specials on Netflix? You assholes.
Because why
are you railing against Eddie Izzard? What's wrong with
that? Because
HBO is ready to sell out a lot quicker than Comedy Central.
It's like fucking Eddie Izzard, and for some reason Carlos Mencia is still a thing on Netflix. Like I just don't understand. Like that's the kind of shit I'm dealing with, you know? And Z's and Sorry's new fucking special. You fucking stupid fucking brown faggot. Like I would have called him out by race, but I don't know what the fuck he is. He just sucks.
I would have called him out good. Yeah. Way to have
I'm just saying. I'm trying to be honest. I didn't mean to be insensitive by calling him brown. I would have called him Pakistani or whatever the fuck he is. Indian.
He's some kind of Indian.
But I also find him very not funny.
He's just got a couple all right ones, but no, I guess overall
I can't do it.
Overall, no, and it gets old.
Give him this, because he was just like this fucking like tech. Like college student,
but
and he figured out how to get famous and
he has a couple good observational jokes, but they're not the main joke. It's the quick little. He has a couple, his one liners that are that was actually kind of. But
hey, you're black.
But he's too.
He got by. He was like the Dane Cook without like the smart shit behind it. Like when Dane Cook first started out, like he actually had some shit that was like
he just Dane Cook
really
just
smart,
burned
but,
the candle
Dane
at both
Cook,
ends.
But Dane Cook got the. He got through by his charisma, and he had some funny shit. Whereas Z's and Sorry, it's just all like well, that little fucking brown asshole is fucking jumping around everywhere. Like, he's got to be funny. He's one of those guys. Like, he gets through just on.
So you're saying he's like a, like the monkey, not to be racist, but
that was
he's tap dancing. And that's why he's popular.
Like,
okay.
Like, I've suffered through a half hour of one of his specials on fucking Netflix.
I try. Like, you know what it is?
And he's
okay,
bouncing around like he's fucking.
Here's my whole thing. Like, I don't want to be like I love comedy. I love stand up, and I don't want to be one of those people that just on principle hates Aziz Ansari or hates Carrot Top.
On principle.
No, you know what? It's a thing.
Like Carrot Top. Carrot Top is great.
Dude, I saw him at
people
at Country Jam.
People who don't understand comedy.
Holy fuck. He was, I mean, just boom, but like joke after joke. Half an hour.
Carrot Top.
No stopping.
Carrot Top is great. People who don't understand comedy don't like Carrot Top.
No, but what I'm saying is like all the ones that like, okay, if you're so around
the ones that it's cliche to hate. If you're comedy circle, you cannot like Aziz Ansari's or Carrot Top.
And you know what? Like on a small microcosm level, that's you too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I feel bad for you because like you're funnier than everybody. That's the difference.
Who's everybody?
Well, everybody that you've ever worked with. You're funnier than all of them. Enough tagging me. Shut the fuck up. It's
the only person tagging me lately is you, so I'd be happy.
It's true.
I think that's funny. I didn't think of that because, like, I never look at people's walls.
I don't use Facebook.
Well, then why are you on it?
Because bitches want you to have a Facebook.
It's true.
Bitches like Facebook.
I that's not the only reason I got it. MySpace is the only reason I almost fucking started texting. I would just call people and show up at my buddy's houses with an eight, like a 12 pack.
An 8 ball.
I feel like he was about to say an 8 ball. Like, there's no 8 pack, sir.
Hey, just so you know, that thing is loaded. If you're fucking holding out.
we're all adults here, sir. You could just say it. Cocaine. It's fine.
It is fine.
It's fine.
He like turned away all weird. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you just do a... motherfucker.
Calm down.
Hey, everybody. All right, continue. Aziz Ansari sucks.
No, but like, you know, since I got back on... I've had Netflix for a month now.
Uh-huh.
And I've looked at a couple.
Have you leafed through the comedy specials?
Sure. Like I watched the entire first season of Marin.
Okay.
Which makes me hate podcasting even more because it's like a guy that's actually funny and semi-famous in podcasting, showing his life and like going to like a, you know, the girl he's banging house and they have a 13-year-old kid and the kid has a podcast.
Marin's kind of like to me. Marin's kind of like how George Carlin used to be to me, where it's like. He's not funny. He just makes me want to, like, start a revolution. Like, I just feel like I just... Reverend! Like, I'm just, like, pumping my fist at shitty... I could sit through Marin and be, like, entertained, but I'm not laughing. I'm just
You
know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing with Carlin. Like, it's like, I don't feel like he was boom, boom funny. It was just like, well, yeah, that shit's true. Yeah, fuck, yeah, yeah.
Like, the autoerotic asphyxia thing is like, you know... I don't need to double my money. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny, but anyway.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But my thing is just, like, I did try to look. I looked at Aziz Ansari. Mm. I looked at a guy that I find very funny just talking is Russell Peters. And I cannot stand his stand-up. He's, like, he's the biggest stand-up in the world right now.
Well,
who?
Well, I just told you I hadn't seen the special in a year.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I don't listen to podcasts, and I don't stand-up specials.
This guy, I don't know. I think he's Indian. He's of some sort of Arab descent. No, but here's the weird thing.
Real hard.
He does every kind of, like, every accent of every race, you know? And he's huge everywhere. Like, he'll go to Dubai, and he'll do 10 days in a row at a 5,000-seat theater.
No, he's Indian. I know who you're talking about now. You're right.
I just fucking said, I opened with he's Indian. And you're like, oh, he's that Indian guy, after 10 minutes of me talking.
But no, I know.
I don't know if I like this kid anymore.
No, but you're right. No, I get it by the stand-up now. All he does is different races. That's all his bit is doing almost
a lot of it,
in different races.
A lot of it.
That's.
Oh, it's all stereotypical jokes, too, which is weird, because, like, you know, people can't get away with that. You know, black comics are, they sort of do, but you got to be funny to even stand out.
The white guy voice?
Well, no, they do, like, because they can. They do their own black stuff, and then they do Puerto Rican stuff, and then they do white stuff. This guy can go everywhere, and it can be completely, like, baseline
stereotypes. No, he calls out people in the audience, and I'm pretty sure...
You know who he is. Yeah,
yeah, but what... I don't know what I'm allowed to say anymore.
What do you mean?
Quote him.
Say it.
Yeah, no, I think he's called, that's like, fun. Chinese people in the audience, jink, even. and just
Look out. I'm sorry, boys. The podcast just got shut off by the fucking internet police.
I don't know.
Somebody said chink.
I don't want to lose your. I don't want to lose your Asian audience base.
I am my Asian audience base.
I don't want to lose all two of the Asians who watch. I mean, I don't.
Oh fuck. This is the weirdest thing.
That's good. I like it.
Am I back on the team?
No, you never
left. We're good.
You're on the team, man.
You're doing very well.
I mean, if chink is the shit that throws it over the line, I don't know how we're going to move forward from here, though.
Well, no, that's... I got in trouble for that night of comedy I did, the Eagles. I got in trouble for
By
that.
By who?
Whoever, the bartenders and stuff were getting mad at me. I said...
What do you mean?
I said, fuck too many times or some shit. I don't know.
The bartenders?
Are they kidding?
I don't know. All I heard was that we had got, like, everybody... had gotten scolded. I heard this later from them, and that we had all. Me especially. But there was too much cursing. But me.
You know what happened? This is what happened. There was too much. And okay, I'm not trying to be this guy. But there was too much fucking gay humor going. Humor. Like the stuff wasn't even funny. It was just gay stuff.
It wasn't. I was the only funny person there.
I agree with you. I'm just saying.
I'm not. Ron was there, so I guess it's not necessarily true.
Listen,
but I was the only funny person.
He wasn't being funny. He was just fucking sitting there.
He was being funny by pretending like I was funny. That was a good joke.
No, listen to me.
You're funny.
No.
You should.
Listen to me. That everybody else got in trouble because it was like too gay heavy on the angles, and they had to yell
at
you
because they're gay.
Is that true?
I don't know.
No, it's not. Well,
it's not mostly.
What TJ's trying to say, but he can't articulate it because he's Korean, is that...
Nobody's letting me finish.
No.
I'm not Korean.
How does that feel?
I'm not
How
Korean.
Does it feel on the other... Shoes on the other foot.
The problem was it just seemed like there was a fucking gay porno happening on stage, but there was no punchlines. There was no jokes. It was just like... It's like these two people...
It really was just dialogue.
Yeah, it was these two people are being gay and talking about cock. And there's no punchline. It's just like they're just being faggots.
Well, I didn't watch the show. I got off the stage and got plastered because I was getting free drinks.
No, this was before he went on, wasn't
before
it?
Before and after.
Okay. The whole show besides
No,
me.
I didn't watch anything
well,
after
I don't
he
mind.
Was on.
I don't know. JR, the guy who did the music wasn't
Slippy,
terrible.
Slappy, JR, he's a good guy.
Because he's a good guy in general. And he plays good music. He knows how to play the guitar well. And his songs
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, JR.
And then Dylan got up and kind of ruined it a little bit. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, you know, nothing really...
They had a brown person playing the guitar. It should have sold out. It should have done well.
I think... I don't know Dylan, so I can't talk. I mean, if you're into that kind of improv stuff, it might have been funny. I don't know. It's just it's not my thing.
He didn't have...
You know what? I think
well,
they
I
did
mean,
well.
I mean, I guess I'm going to lie. Like, I love Whose Line Is It Anyway. And that's kind of like what they were going for. It just wasn't funny.
He didn't have
funny. No, I don't care about that. Like, I love...
No, Whose Line Is Great. I watched that.
How am I being completely misunderstood at every turn here?
I don't know.
I love Whose Line.
No, that's
you
the
went,
problem.
Ugh.
That's the... You did.
You went,
yeah.
I was talking about the other guy.
Hey, went,
no, the problem is...
Hey,
it was a great... It was a great idea. The problem is very few people are good at improv. Like...
It's a tough hustle,
man. Ryan Stiles, Colin Mockery.
Well, and that's what I couldn't understand. Like, we were sitting there, and I'm like, why do they keep saying, like, gay? Like, why does it always change into, like, okay, you're in a bathhouse now? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why do they keep saying that?
Well, I mean, I...
They are...
I get I use rape 25 times in a single joke, but, like, there's a punchline at the end.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm leading up to something. It's not
their improv scene really was. It's like you're waiting for them to walk to the bedroom and fucking get it on finally.
The problem...
And they never do. They're like, we got to go to the store. This is fucking crazy.
The problem is they're not...
I feel like you're holding out on the reason that it was heavy on the homosexual humor.
I'm actually not. I think most of them are heterosexual, especially the bitches, because they're all over me.
Hey.
Not a guy. One of them was old. One of them's cute, but she has like a boyfriend and a baby, so I didn't want that
Which
either.
One was that? The blonde one? Or?
Yeah, the small one.
I kind of liked her, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's hot, but she's got like a kid and...
Oh yeah,
I don't want
you're
that.
Never gonna find that ever happen.
Babe.
Well, I don't want any part. I don't want any part of it. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get back on topic. All right. So
what were we talking about?
No, we're talking about why it was. The problem is they're not comedians. They're theater people, and so they don't know how to be funny. They know how to.
It was a theater vibe.
Yeah, they know. That's why it seemed gay.
I felt like I was in high school drama class, for sure.
No.
They're theater
people. No. It didn't seem gay because they're theater people. It seemed gay because they were talking about gay things. Having underwear off, penises out. gay. I'm not even saying like I felt uncomfortable because it was two men talking. They were talking about balls and cock. You have a microphone. Say something.
Well, I'm just trying not to. I'm not trying to interrupt you. But yeah, give me another fucking beer.
There you go.
All right.
There it goes.
You dick.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. No, I still told you in a way. You knew what I wanted.
You fucking
gay,
asshole.
Speaking of gay.
Oh, selfies.
Where's Rob? How long can I make him hold it?
I fucking hate bitches who do selfies. Yeah. But that's just the funniest stuff to joke about.
TJ's a bitch.
No, my little thing. Like, how come you take so many pictures of yourself? Well, I'm alone, first of all. And if they're like, other than my podcast, I want there to be more than just like three still shots from a fucking Walmart camera of me. People need to know I existed.
Why has it got to be a Walmart camera?
Because that's where I am all the time.
Fuck Walmart.
What?
He used to work there.
I work there.
Okay. I didn't know that.
What
I
do you care? Why are you taking up from Walmart?
Whoa.
The only people in the valley that sells fat people clothes. Where else am I supposed to shop?
I think Ross sells fat people clothes.
They do not.
What?
They sell
There's
fat,
so many fat bitches who work
fat
at Ross.
Women clothes. There's
okay.
a difference.
I was about to say, the checkout girls
if
at
I'm
Ross
in the market
and Glenwood
for a
Springs.
I will fucking go.
How are you not in the market for Moo Moo?
I feel like we're missing
something. Wait. That's not a Moo Moo.
You got me there.
That's.
What, do you know what a Moo Moo is?
I just thought it was a smaller one you turned
so
into a
in
shirt.
It's awesome.
You fucking ass.
All
right, let's get more hacky with them. So, okay, we got.
Yeah, you take the reins for a second. Apparently,
we got,
I can't
we got where you're
anymore.
Coming from as far as who you like.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Wait, hey, before you go,
well,
what
we can
who,
talk about
who
you.
Do you like now?
Yeah,
right
I don't
now?
Like anybody.
You haven't seen it? Like.
Like I still like the old people.
The same.
Totally
okay.
Talk
like,
about old people. Though.
It's like if it's not Bill Burr or Louis C.K., it's like I don't even give a fuck about.
I
anything.
Love Bill Burr. He's definitely top so five funny. Of all time, at least. At least.
That's a little.
He's good.
I give him
he's
10.
Top 10.
I'll put him
of
in top 10. Yeah.
He's in my top five.
He's good.
What are you doing?
I'm just making patterns, bro.
All right.
Yeah, I
and
don't
Louis
know.
C.K. Louis C.K. is definitely he's more of my where I'm putting him top 10. But there's some times where I'm just like, yeah, that's what being a dad's
I just,
like.
Did you see his last thing? No,
like, he's funny.
If I got back into comedy, I might have some new favorites or something. But like, I just I'm not
like,
I'm not there anymore.
Louis,
stupid head.
He's funny, but he just sometimes he's starting to get that point where it's starting to sound the same a little bit again. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
But my one complaint I had about the last special was that, you know how he does like really absurdist, like
Are you
really
talking about the Beacon Theater one?
No, the In the Round one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
The lights. Yeah, I know.
It was really like, you know how he does that stuff where he's like, you know, I'm just a guy with shoes and an ass and I'm sitting on it, you know, like really super
yeah,
boiled
him,
down.
Him getting divorced really started
Well, no, like every
down,
joke.
Too. Yeah.
Every joke was like really like down to the bones and it was like I don't even know if this is funny, like I know what he's doing. my I'll say this though, one of my favorite jokes in the last like maybe ever, like since I've ever been into comedy, was the bit
wow.
Oh, it's called Of Course. It's like, and like he would say like a premise like, of course, you know, we have to, you know, do our best to have children, you know, have schools and food and blah blah blah, and then you go, but maybe, and it would just
oh,
be this.
Of course, but maybe. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it
yeah.
was fucking so funny. I should pull it up. So
he's a good one. No, he's definitely up there. He's on it. He gets it.
And like, are you like a Carlin Pryor guy?
Hmm.
I forget who you're into.
No, I don't give a fuck about Carlin or Pryor.
Okay. You know what? I've never seen anything of Pryor, and I got yelled at for it today. We'll get into that.
No,
later.
I actually read that. That was a normal fucking yeah.
I've heard that joke.
I mean,
but
Richard Pryor is a comedian for people who don't fucking know stand-up comedy, and I'm not saying that he isn't fucking great, because he is. I like a lot
but
of
him. But he's on the Mount Rushmore,
specials.
So everybody like
well,
goes,
no, no,
oh,
exactly.
This guy.
So everybody just picks him off, like, yeah, oh, yeah. This fucking guy. Yeah, exactly. It's like, might as well just be into Bill Cosby.
His newest special. His newest special didn't do as good as I had hoped it would.
Who?
It's
Pryor?
Bill Cosby.
Oh. When he's like half dead on a chair.
But that,
like,
that part of it was actually funny.
That was
like, he was like, and you see, Rudy, when you get to this age, you tell Theo to go to his room.
Jesus.
Kids Ew. Say the Don is thin. And he was like, almost. He was way too.
Is that really how it was?
No. Yes and no, because he was super. He felt like he did feel like the dad from the Cosbys, and like he was just sitting Theo down for one really long fucking lecture.
Uh oh,
Jesus! What's happening?
No.
What's happening?
Just... Yes, sir. Hello.
Hey, guys.
It's Austin.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
How are you, ladies, doing?
Oh, we're fine.
Good.
You're fine?
Jesus.
Yeah? Are you looking fine? What are you guys wearing?
Nothing.
Austin, what are you doing right
now? What the fuck?
You know what?
I'm not wearing anything.
Yeah, he's in
I'm
his...
I'm not wearing anything
he's
right
in
now.
His bed right now, because that's the only time he's on Facebook, is naked in his bed on his PS3. So, like, this is way creepier than it actually sounds like on the phone.
No, it sounds as creepy
as I
feel
it is.
Well,
I mean, it does sound creepy, but...
What's going on, Austin Charlesworth, buddy?
Oh, I'm just calling you guys. You know, it's on now. Billy Schubert and is that how you say it? Schubert?
Yeah, you got
no,
it.
It's actually Billy Schubert. Yes,
Billy. Really Billy enunciate Schubert. That. But no, you're Buh.
Hmm?
Schubert. Billy.
Yeah. All right, you got it.
Schubert.
Anyways, you know, are here and ready to make you feel nice.
Oh,
yes. You guys are supposed to make me feel nice. Come on.
I'll make you feel nice.
Are you actually naked?
I got my dick in my hand.
Good man. All right. We're off to a good start. Let's do this.
Hand? you only need one.
Hand on dick.
My hand is on my dick.
Why are you alone?
Preferably, I don't know who Billy Schubert is, so like, it's kind of turning me on. like the whole Stranger Thing. Like, I'm closing my eyes.
All right, you know what? All right,
with my dick in my hand.
Guess what? You're the star, buddy. Let's get Austin to the end here.
Oh boy! All right.
Just describe yourself to him.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no, but then I won't be a stranger anymore.
No, it's fine. Just let him use his imagination.
No, this is like a glory hole.
You could walk in his house after this show, and he's not gonna know who you are. So,
do you got black skin? Do you got black skin? Because I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Because you guys usually have larger members, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm 6'8".
Well, I'm glad we railed on about the improv thing being really gay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, I'm 6'8".
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
Short hair.
Yeah.
Big lips.
God damn it.
Are you wearing a basketball jersey?
Carrying Skittles and buying Arizona iced tea, looking sketchy in neighborhoods in California.
Oh my god. Oh!
That's what we call the Trayvon special.
Alright. Well, you guys have fun with whatever you guys are doing.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You enjoy. Yeah, anytime, you guys. Billy Schubert, you just have a wonderful evening.
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, I have no idea. We're gonna meet someday, all right, Billy. and if you lie to me about what you look like, I'm gonna be very, very upset. I might even kill myself. So just,
he'll do
my
it.
Life is in your hands right now, Billy Schubert.
Don't worry about it. I don't think I've ever lied in my life.
All right. Well, you, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Good practice, bud.
Hey, good practice to you, sir. Tomorrow we'll finish that bitch.
Sounds good, buddy. TJ, you have a wonderful evening, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Hopefully have you back over here soon with the entire band. Get this this album cranked out for you.
Yeah.
Are you drinking, bro?
Billy, XOXOXO.
Ew.
Winky face.
Jesus Christ. Austin, man, thanks for calling. Let you go. And he hung up. All right. Perfect. Perfect call.
All right. So where were we? I have no comedy influences now, Billy.
But I had to get railed about what my comedy influences
are.
Well,
I was answering truthful. I don't listen to comedy, so I have no...
No, I got... No, everybody has to have somebody.
Well, and everybody does have somebody. I told you. I like Louis C.K. All right. And,
speaking of Louis C.K., let's fucking get into this.
Good thoughts and bad thoughts.
Stop.
Hopefully they win. The good thoughts win.
What are you doing?
Listen.
For me, I always have both. I have like the thing I believe, the good thing. That's the thing I believe. And then there's this thing. And I don't believe it.
It's my favorite joke from the special.
There.
We'll play just the first
it's
scenario.
It's this thing and then this thing. It's become a category in my brain that I call, of course... But maybe. I'll give you an example. Okay, like of course, children who have nut allergies need to be protected. Of course. We have to segregate their food from nuts, have their medication available at all times. And anybody who manufactures or serves food needs to be aware of deadly nut allergies. Of course. But maybe, maybe if touching a nut kills you, you're supposed to die.
All right, that's all.
Louis C.K. is a very funny man.
That's the stuff I actually like from Louis C.K., though. Really, where I get... Sometimes he drolls on too long about hating his ex-wife or his daughter being a bitch. And it's like, yeah, we get it.
Well, I mean, that might be just stuff like you gotta have an ex-wife to under... Like, maybe you'll get there. Like,
true. Yeah. No, and I get that. No, and I'm sure that...
When you're 35 and alone again, you'll fucking go back to it and be like, God, he's a prophet.
By the way, I don't... I'm sure she probably is, and she sounds like what?
Yes, I did just drunk dial Brad Hutchings. I apologize, sir. What?
Can you call people?
Well, I accidentally did. But,
can you call people?
You have the phone? We don't have...
That was going so well, and then it just fucking veered off the road.
Yeah, I did.
What happened there? My stupid face.
Your face is stupid.
I hate my face.
Tits. See, that's why you don't... You shouldn't have this thing.
What do you mean?
Look at the tit.
It's probably a dude. Ready?
Fucking side boob.
Ooh. Ooh, she's a Brazilian UFC ring girl, Alina Francois.
Side boob.
I dig.
This is a fucking stupid-ass hacky question, but I'm really interested because I've yet to find somebody who does it like a mirror. Apparently I'm...
Billy, a weird... wake up.
But, what's your process? God, I hate that question. But I'm always interested because like everybody does it like
like I didn't think you would. I was gonna ask that. I didn't want you.
Do you
want
to ask it?
But yeah. I'm the one that is actually a comic here, sir. You don't have a process.
Yeah, get over.
I have a process. I go to work.
What
I come home.
Are you sitting in a park with a fucking yellow notepad? Like, what are you doing? All
right,
give us the rundown.
Most of the time, what I do is if I'm alone, if I think of something funny, really funny, or if I say something funny, or I'll write just a little bit down, not a lot, not the whole thing, not exactly word for word what I thought or would want to say. I just write the premise down, and then later on when I'm drinking with my buddies, I'll bring that piece of paper that I've written stuff down on.
That's interesting.
And I'll know what it was from what I wrote.
Sure.
But I'll do it new. I won't have word for word. I won't have what was the exact thought. I remember thinking about this, and how I thought this was kind of funny, how this shit happened. And I'll tell it to my buddies how I thought of it, what had happened. And if it's funny, makes it into my act. And if it wasn't funny, or if they're like, that's not that funny.
Well, what are you going to do like when your friends all die in a car accident? Like,
I guess.
I mean,
that was
that might
fucking
be a
stupid.
Smart way to do
yeah,
it.
I like it. There's nothing wrong with
it.
I've never really heard.
No, I like
people
that.
Say like that way. Yeah. But that might be smart because like I'm just left to my own fucking mind to be like.
Well, no,
go
he's
over
yeah.
In my head, like, is this funny? Is
he has his own.
Like,
he has his own
no
focus
idea.
Group.
I won't. That
you know?
What's sad? What's sad is that whole bit. The Eagles isn't even all that great. But all of that I screened through buddies first.
See, my only problem with that is
We got to somebody's house with like six of them. We cracked open.
Everybody's drinking.
Yeah, we got a bunch of beers. And I said, "All right, are you guys ready? I'm gonna try some. This is what I'm thinking." And they either laughed or they said, "Nah, shit, boy, get the fuck out."
That's you,
fucking Brett.
That's fucking awesome. We had a couple of Facebook comments. Tarasa, why do I keep saying Teresa?
Hey, Tarasa.
I can never say her name right. She says, "I like to think that the look on Rob's face is for me."
It is.
And then Brett Tenza puts in a garbage pail kid that looks exactly like Rob and exactly like me.
I think
actually.
Most of the garbage pail kids look like you, Rob.
Absolutely.
What's the
Cabbage Patch garbage
pail
kid?
What's that kid's name?
That's my shit.
The Cabbage Patch kid.
I don't fucking know what his name is, but anyway. When I have curly hair, I look exactly like
that's
him.
That's true.
My thing about the friend sounding board is that a lot of my friends love to come to my shows.
Shit.
And like I love to give them I love to give them the jokes fresh, you know what I mean? Because it's like they're part of the audience too, you know what I mean? And I don't want to burn on them.
Right.
They enjoy like the new joke, you know what I mean? It's just like, that cancer joke was really funny. Like, I didn't think of that.
But they still get, my friends, I like to think, still get the full enjoyment when I tell them drunk when we get to all buddy around. If anything, they're more because they're all laughing and laughing at each other laughing and it becomes a big. And they're usually pretty, they usually give a good laugh anyways because they still think it's at least somewhat funny.
Sure.
You people, you fucking
I mean exactly what I said by you
people. All right, we've come to a realization, people. We're back on. His program Audacity
fucking sucks balls.
Is a fucking cunt bag piece of shit.
The audacity now, of downloading Audacity.
It's done so well for almost 2 years. And now, like, I mean, we just said something a minute ago. Big J was a huge get.
Yeah.
And the fact that this fucking program cut me off at the last 5 minutes, like, he said some really funny shit, too.
Sucks.
I haven't told you the heckle, right?
No.
All right. I'll tell the story.
So tell it.
I asked him. I'm like, what's the best heckle you got? Or, like, not the best heckle, but one where you were like, oh, you son of a bitch. You know, just kind of like a good one, right?
Yeah.
He said he's working a room. It was pretty empty. And there was a couple off to the left in the back, you know, kind of making out and drinking and all that kind of stuff. And he decided to address it. Like, you know, what are you guys over there in hand job corner? What's going on? And the guy just turns around and he's like, I wouldn't need a hand job if you were funnier. Yeah. I think that's funny. And he goes, he's like, fuck. He's like, if I'm competing with hand jobs for attention, you know, this is never going to go anywhere.
Well, that's kind of what we were talking about before we even started hand
jobs?
The show. No.
Hand jobs? Oh.
No, remember before the show, though, how you missed my set because you were chasing some tail.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't miss your set. I sat there for the whole thing, but I don't remember the jokes.
We were,
but you were right though.
We're under influence.
But let's change directions. Like, he is not. He's answering some things. But I wanted get it.
Well, I mean, I wanted the completion of the process. So
is there a solo portion of the process?
Well, no. In case it was cut off, it's like he was fucking.
Oh, okay, you're right.
He writes footnote cliff notes down.
Yeah, I write footnotes down.
Test it on your friends.
And I test it on my friends, and if it works.
You decide to use it, but then when you decide to use something, what do you go into with a set? Like, you're going up on stage, what do you have, what have you prepared, like, what is it?
It depends on the show. If it's something like an open mic, I'll try anything, especially stuff that my friends laughed at and I think will work. But if it's anything that people had to pay for, I'm going to do stuff that I know I've at least gotten a couple laughs before.
I appreciate that.
But like, is it written out somewhere, or do you always have just notes and then you just kind of wing it based off of the face
thing? I'm going to say it's mostly notes. But I've usually gotten to a point where there's a certain way I like saying it. Huh. It's not my favorite. It maybe not be the way I say it. It's not maybe the way I say it every single time, especially if I get drunk. I'll definitely say it different. And that night at the Eagles, I was definitely a couple in. But point being, there's a way I like saying it. There's a way I've said it in my head where I'm like,
right.
Yeah, that's the funniest.
So, I mean, do you run over it a bunch of times before you go on stage?
Coming up to the show, it's almost all I ever think about.
Okay. That's
like, it's definitely a passion for me. It's something I'd like to do if I can do
sure.
it. Sure. You know, it's one of those things where I've thought about it. Like I said, I started watching comedy at a real young age. Those were my rock stars. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't
ew.
Into
it. I don't know why I hated what you just said right there. But
I know, no, all of this. That was the gayest thing I've ever said.
That was inspirational.
But it's the best. But that's the best. Man, keep that whiskey good. Away from me, apparently. Like, I start getting gay about... Just, but that's the real deal.
Stop.
To
I'm
me,
with
that's,
you.
But that, to
I'm
me, they're
you.
Being... Because this is the deal. You don't like Metallica, you don't like AC, you don't like anybody, you just don't like that kind of music. You don't like a comedian, you don't like them. You don't like them as a person, kinda.
You just made him and I both go,
That's what
he
I mean,
might have
that's,
a really great point,
that's
I don't really
really
know.
More, that's what you
know.
Find
I think,
funny.
I think
that's
that went
what,
over my head.
That's what you find funny, that's kinda you.
You know what,
the music
I'm,
is what
you know what, I'm gonna give you that one, here's why.
Talk to me, baby.
I wanna hear it. Get
we all know that the psyche and the upbringing and like all the environmental things and internal things of a comic are what make the act.
Sure.
If we think they stink, that means that all that stuff that feeds into that. Well, you got to do that picture. All those things that we that we... Jesus Christ, that's fucking hilarious.
I've been thinking about it the whole time. I'm like, what's the right time?
He's been waiting.
I've been waiting because I saw it. It was a long one.
That'd be funny if he just like did it subtly.
You guys gave me the only long one. It's like you fucking planned this. I think you did. I think the chair shit is bullshit. I think you're like, let's give him the mic that he can hold like the axe.
He's been on the tiny chair and it didn't work out well. So
it never does.
Let me get back to it. Like for real, like we know what feeds into a comic's act, and if we don't find them funny, like why should I hate Aziz Ansari?
You don't hate zero. You probably don't hate
I hate
him.
His act. No.
You hate his act.
No, if you ask me, do you think about it? I'm like, I hate
him. But you wouldn't be friends with Aziz Ansari.
It's a comedy thing, though.
You wouldn't like the same movies. You wouldn't like the same stuff. You wouldn't.
Maybe. Who knows?
Now wait. Hang on. Here, let me give you an example.
I'm going to say it's taste.
Billy, hang on.
All right.
My mom thinks Tim Allen is fucking hilarious because he was on Home Improvement, right?
I think Tim Allen was hilarious.
But she.
I'm with Rob on this one.
I am too, but listen.
I'm sorry to derail that. But, sorry. I love Tim Allen.
Oh, man. Holy shit.
Dude, your mom's all right.
That was.
Oh, jeez.
Holy fuck.
Can't continue. if you can.
Do it again.
No, I'm not doing it again.
That was spot on.
Right, wait till I'm talking.
That's a one off.
That was spot on.
That was fucking crazy.
I am so. I think you're the guy almost. Like,
I forgot
if you told
that,
me you were the guy, I'd believe you.
I forgot that existed until you just did it.
Well, me too. I didn't even think about that. I thought that was his go to move.
What I'm saying is my mom saw his Showtime stand up special even 10, 15 years ago.
Sure.
And he's dirty and fucked up.
Yeah.
And she was like, I mean, it turned her perception of him because she's not a comedy fan. You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
I bet it's a lot of people who see Bob Saget, but he tries too hard. He wants to be so dirty because he played America's Funny.
Bob Saget.
But he, I'm not trying, but that's the same thing.
Let's talk about Bob Saget.
But same shit where everybody sees the Full House and the America's Funny Home videos, but then he goes up and he yells fuck, shit, and pussy as many times as he possibly can.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
No.
I don't think he is.
I think he I liked Full House. I'm gonna be gay and just be honest. I like Full House, but I don't care for his comedy.
As a comedy person, as what you're trying to like,
he's
I've sat through an hour special of
yeah. He's all shocked. He's all trying to be.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yes. I feel like a person that actually appreciates what comedy is supposed to be has a different outlook toward it than just a casual person.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I hate fucking casuals. Filthy fucking casuals.
That's why that faggot with the fro killed at the Mesa Theater. There was no comedy fans there. There was people that came to see fucking Jim Brewer from Half Baked.
SNL fans, yeah, you're right. No, you know what though? I don't even know if they liked him in Half Baked. Like a just a casual person, they're like, he seems a little like fucked up. Maybe we shouldn't hang out with him. Oh my god, I don't know why I put that voice on. But I mean, we were there because we know what Jim Brewer can do. Yeah. With a joke, with an impression, with all that kind of stuff. Those people, and I don't want to talk about that anymore.
We probably covered it. Let's get
Let me ask you this.
All right.
You've run some of your jokes through this focus group of friends of yours, right? Sure. Have you ever written a joke where you really wanted to tell it, but you knew it was like fucked up, so you didn't tell it? He's never felt that
You're
not a bad person.
No. I've never felt I couldn't tell it on stage, but they're all really just one-linery, and I just there's I haven't.
I meant content-wise, not.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If it's even if it's a Jew joke.
I've always thought that Jesus was
a
real faggot, like that.
Yeah,
or what do you mean?
You want to get into Jesus? I had plenty of Jesus jokes. I pretty much look like the fucker, so it's basically half my material.
Like half?
I didn't do it that day. I was trying to be okay. I gotta be that way. But half of my life, I've been called Jesus because of the long hair and the beard, and it's not. It's a good way to go.
So back to the question. You've never held back a joke.
I've never held back a joke because I went it even that night. I bashed people. I bashed definitely bashed conservatives a little bit. I definitely hit liberals. I made fun of faggots. I really went, and not that I'm against gay people. I just realized I just didn't say faggots.
No. I approve of your word usage there.
Yeah, I had no problem with them. It's all good.
That makes me like you better as a person.
Stop leaning into the microphone. Pull it closer.
I'm sorry.
No, I like it. It show. You know what? If anything, it's respect. He's showing. This is me not talking.
This
to you?
Is respect.
Yeah, I like.
He's a true radio man for sure.
He's seen too many movies, but it's okay. It's a good way.
No, he actually did a radio show, so he knows how to not. Fucking, he knows how to not trample people when they're talking.
You know what? I don't know a lot about you, Robus.
There's.
Well, hey, if you want me to leave the room,
need to sift through TJ's old podcast archives.
I did. I know. I did.
I'm on here way too much.
I actually did watch some of it because I wanted to know what I'd be getting myself into.
Appreciate that. Well, it is always a weird.
And there's
like,
not a lot you can find about me on the internet. That's true. That's the problem. I'm not actually giving you guys shit for not finding.
It's
me.
True. Like
I'm just some asshole. I think Rob. I think you know my father. That's what's weird.
Holy shit!
I am your father.
No.
Give it to me.
Bill Schubert. Just my same name, but. Where have you worked? How about this? Where have you worked?
Rob's like,
where have you worked?
Very few places. A gas station.
It's one place.
That is one place. I've worked at a gas station, I've worked at Staples, and I've worked security. That's it.
All right.
Whole life.
Maybe not. I just thought, there's a different guy named... Maybe not.
Why would you think I knew your father?
Because, yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm
because
like,
he knew a person
like
named
like
Rob, who, at your description... matched almost perfectly.
Well, then he, I mean,
but
he probably
worked at Blockbuster Video.
Well, then I probably knew him.
Oh my god!
Did you work at Blockbuster?
No, I never worked there, but I was a regular.
Could you ever imagine like being mistaken for John from LB's?
No, he worked at Blockbuster.
Maybe I don't.
You
know.
Can never imagine.
Oh well, no, never mind. No, I could.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry, John.
I was thinking of the wrong.
That might be him then.
Yeah. John worked at Blockbuster.
And Loyal Brothers.
Beard. And Loyal Brothers, yeah.
Did your dad go to Loyal Brothers?
That's who your dad's thinking of.
No.
Wrong fat guy. There's only three of us, and that wasn't me.
He's one. I guess he's the other, and then... It's the three of you, because my dad's a fat Irish guy.
Besides
him. Was he at Walmart, and he's like, hey, I know that guy.
Oh man.
I like the fact that I can semi make you two laugh because, like, I'm gonna tell you right now, like,
you're fucking an asshole.
Hey,
yeah, you are,
dude. I have so much respect, and I wish I had the same brains you guys have. Because I've been trying. Okay, here's the other thing. I'm emceeing this event. I'm hosting, right? And I have fucking nothing.
What are you doing for that? Are you just fucking
are you gonna do any comedy? I'm curious.
Have you prepared at all, or are you just gonna
I've been trying to write and like okay.
Here's Rob, the fat asshole. No, Greg's black, you know, like, what are you
Greg
gonna do?
Is black.
Well, he's very black.
Fathead Greg Benson, very very black.
He's so black.
The literal only halfway decent idea I've had, and it stinks.
I mean, you
don't it's
have
fucking
to burn
terrible
any ideas.
No, I'll tell you, I don't give a shit. Don,
thank you,
does top 5 at 5 every morning.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I thought I would do a top 5 at 5 that was like a couple were legit, but a couple were bullshit. You know, just how I feel about him. Mm-hmm. That's the only idea I have about doing.
I think that's a good idea.
Really?
If it was done.
All right,
like,
well,
if you were funny about it,
I'll stick with
but
it.
Like, but that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'll stick
because
with that one.
So many people that will be there, everybody knows Don and everybody's Facebook friends with Don. And that fucking shit he does every day is popular as hell. Like, it's,
yeah, it does well.
So people like that would resonate with people because people are like,
you need a device to frame your jokes. That's what.
Well, and the reason that you're here is so I have something to even go on. Like now after we spend a little time together, I'll have something.
I'm
to
the
do.
Easiest part for his fucking things.
Yours is gonna be complete cocksuck. I'm gonna be like,
no, you gotta trash the shit out of me.
I can't.
Like, this fucking asshole.
No, I'm not doing it.
No, I kind of agree.
No,
and here's
why.
I got a whole thing about you. You better fucking bring
that's
the
different. You're the comedian. You gotta. The
no,
MC...
but here's the thing. Like, if I try to even like even a little smash you, like I'm Japanese people in the fucking World War II. Like, I'm gonna say, oh, oh, and then you're gonna go up there and just fucking nuke my ass. And it's not even gonna be a little bit.
I'm gonna do that anyway, and you know I'm.
That's
gonna
fine,
do that.
But I feel like you know what's coming.
Okay,
I don't want to burn it, but I felt like the juxtaposition of me being like, I really love this guy. He's helped my shit a ton.
Don't do that.
I'm going to. Like, I'm not. This is not a bit.
You should.
I am not.
You should make it funny. Don't be like, this is Rob. I want to fuck his dick. This is just, let's just.
That's kind of funny.
Let's
it?
Just.
He's so good. I just want to. I just. Mm.
Exactly.
Make
it funny. Trash me. Do not.
And you don't even have to trash it.
I can't do it. It's not a work, and it's not being lazy either. It's not in my heart.
I'm curious.
Am I really gonna go like, hey, how many fucking taquitos did you have tonight? You fucking
like only seven.
I cannot. No, I cannot compete with you headlining a comedy show. It does not make sense.
What are you gonna say about the not headliners?
You're looking at it.
You're
wrong.
Going down, motherfucker.
I want to hear it.
You're looking at it so fucking wrong. Like, it's not about competing. Like, nobody's like, oh well, TJ's Rob jokes weren't as funny as Rob TJ's joke. Like, nobody's fucking like that. It's like, make it an entertaining, funny segue until I get the fuck on the stage. It's your job, asshole. Don't suck my cock. Make some fucking jokes, joke.
It is.
Man.
You really are supposed to go out, tell a couple jokes, and then say, all right, here's another great comic. I know you're all going to love him. Rob, and then you do it.
Easy fucking elementary school comic.
Oh, that was like dead on.
I know. I was trying to reclaim my fucking spot here.
You dick. I'm kidding. Do whatever you want to do.
But I'm just saying, I kind of agree with them. Don't suck.
Don't suck anybody's dick.
Okay.
Well, maybe mine.
Here's what I'll strive for. There's not going to be this whole like roast session before, but seriously, guys, I love him. You know, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a lot of like, I really appreciate this guy, and I'll try to pepper in some shots.
I just try to
make it funny, but I don't think I can be funny at that point.
I would just do your jokes.
If you're funny,
yeah,
then I'm not going to be funny. If you stink, then I have a shot.
Well, I guess. Are you putting? I don't know if that's pressure on me or not. I guess it because I'm funny.
Oh, it's
we handpicked
so,
you asshole. You
I know.
What do you mean? I don't know. It's pressure. Yeah, it's pressure.
This crowd's gonna be a little different than the improv crowd. there's gonna be over 50 people there, and they're gonna fucking look at you like a clown, and you're gonna have to make them laugh. Like it's not.
I'm hilarious.
Oh, and
it's not. It's not a bunch of fucking.
I'm spot on.
Here's the other thing. Like they all love him. You already did that.
I know. See?
They all love him, and they're gonna be like, they're not gonna be like, why'd you pick him? They're gonna be like, who is this asshole?
No,
you,
I know.
You have to be funny.
So it's the hurdle that you have to jump.
I don't have to do shit. I could go up and just be Positivity Thursday TJ and fucking.
It's true. Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. I'm a host.
I'll be all right.
You fucking better be. I'm kidding. All right. We've already gone, like, the first session was, like, 55 or 50 or something like that.
Sure.
This is already 20.
Oh, okay.
Let's finish with, I want to ask you one question. Besides something funny, like an obvious joke, what do you find funny?
Dude, that's way too loaded of a question. What do you mean? What do I find funny?
Loaded.
I watched a video of an Arab man getting slapped. Like it was just,
but
it was,
just
it was,
a slap.
It was, it
How
was,
is that even?
It was 20 seconds. It was one man open hand slapping the other one, and I fucking cried because it was just so, it was so weird and funny. I don't know. You don't understand.
I guess not, because I find a lot of shit funny. That's really hard to boil down to an answer.
Really? No. Okay. How about this? How about like you're laughing alone at something. Like is there something you can kind of like frame around that? Like funny's funny.
Funny is funny.
But you like, do you watch cat videos and just lose your shit? Like that,
no,
that's what
I,
that's
no,
what I'm
no,
getting.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, but,
no.
Like, what do you find funny? Yeah, it's like
good jokes. I don't shit that's funny. I don't know. It's,
let me
it's
explain.
Hard to describe your
let,
own
let
humor.
Me explain.
All right.
This is the thing that I literally was sitting in this chair 10 hours ago crying.
See,
that was good. That was good. I like that.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not the funniest. I'm definitely not. I definitely don't think it's as funny.
And that's what he's saying. It's like, that's what he just dies laughing. Where, like, even if we're just talking like internet stuff, like the other day I was looking through my various fun sites, and there's a video called The Absurdity of Japanese Porn. And it was these Japanese guys with this tube in this Japanese chick's ass, and they were and they fed 30 live eels into her ass.
What?
And then they had a laptop, and they had like, you know, one of those colonoscopy like cameras.
Where is
and
this?
They made her watch the own live eels in her ass, and she's like, "Don't show me the shame in my ass." And I was dying.
Is that on YouTube? All
right.
What do you mean it's not on YouTube?
Is it porn?
Or? Eels up her ass. Yes, it's porn. No, they're show, but like, she's screaming at them not to show her the shame in her ass.
That's hilarious.
The shame?
Yeah.
Shame. Is that the word she said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah. It was fucking. It's like my favorite video ever.
That but sounds hilarious.
See, to me,
right.
Like I was dying. All
right.
That sounds hilarious.
Let me change. You fucking asshole. That wasn't funny.
That was funny, but it wasn't like.
All right. So what kind of video funny. makes you nuts when you're alone?
I'd love to see that video. That sounds funny as shit. Don't show me the shame in my ass.
That is really funny.
The wording.
A special kind of person to watch a video.
I would watch it and I would cry laughing.
Do I YouTube it?
You don't like, YouTube stuff.
You have
I mean,
to like you
Google
it.
That, sorry.
No, I'll show you where it is after the show is done.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll bro out and watch it afterwards. Don't
ew. Like, God.
Don't be gay. They're women. Bad.
Or be gay.
we're not theater kids.
Any closing stuff for Billy here besides some really fucking vague question?
Yeah, that's really what you've asked me.
No, okay. I feel like if I don't do this, that people get upset.
Jesus.
I asked on Facebook today, what are people's favorite joke?
I read through some of that post, and
wasn't bad.
It's very interesting. Some people had some good stuff. Some people had some... Well, I guess you could tell who's comedy people and who isn't.
Right. I said, stand-up fans, what's your favorite joke? And I said, I got to say that David tells, sometimes I lay awake and I wonder, do I have a small penis or just gigantic balls? I don't know.
It's David Tell.
David
classic,
Tell.
Yeah.
No, he's great. Yeah, he's definitely
And yeah, we good. Definitely got, you know, the comedy fans. Like, okay, anybody that knows a Jim Jefferies sex toy story joke, Jamie Wilson, like, obviously, you watch some stand-up. He's been to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, so
sure.
He knows all these guys.
Yeah.
Dustin, he's there too. The barbecue. I don't know this
oh,
joke. Do you
that's
know
pretty
it?
Stock.
Yeah,
yeah,
old
yeah,
Eddie Murphy.
That's old, shit.
Old Eddie Murphy.
Tell, tell
the,
me because I don't know what it is.
That's old fucking.
That's that same shit where you don't know comedy.
I'm not
going to
say.
Old.
I'm not going to say Raw. What was that fucking? The fucking,
I think it was Raw. Actually,
it might have been Raw.
I mean, that wasn't the word I was looking. I was looking for more of like a fucking comedy jam. What is it? The Def fucking. What's that shit called?
Def Comedy Jam.
Is that what it's called?
I'm 99%.
I don't like
sure.
black comedians. I don't know.
Why do you cup the mic like nobody can hear? We can hear you. We're good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was part of Raw.
Guy. By the way, like I know this kind of came off weird, but you were really good. I'm glad you came.
Thanks.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Keep
going. I can't remember the joke, but it's super,
all right,
it's super
it
popular though. That's fucking
let's
annoying.
See. Oh, yeah. This is where I got smashed by Alexander Cassidy about the whole Richard Pryor joke.
See, that's fucking dumb. That's not even a fucking popular Richard Pryor joke.
No, then I got him back.
That, like,
I got him back later because they were talking about Carlin, and I told him that I wish that here's what he goes. A bunch of people started talking about Carlin. He goes, Carlin was the fucking man. And then I said, I really wish Alexander's name was Tucker right now.
Which is a really popular Carlin joke.
Huge.
Yeah.
Todd. Yeah, Blaine.
Blaine.
Well, nah. I was gonna play it. I didn't forget. Fuck it.
You keep doing that.
Yeah. So,
shut up.
So that guy just ate his own balls because
he
fucking.
Well,
yelled.
No,
he yelled at you about Pryor.
Exactly. He yelled at me about no.
Dude, I want to watch this French commercial. What are you doing?
Shut up. He yelled at me about.
I want to speak French. You don't know.
He yelled.
Bonjour.
About Jesus Christ. You want to go? Go ahead. Here, you got it. Okay. yelled at me about
podcast.
Pryor, and then he didn't know the Tucker Carlin joke,
sure.
So it's like, ah, fuck you. What else do we got here? Carlin's Earth Day joke. Do you remember that one? I know I've heard it, but I cannot think of it off the top of my head.
I can think that he's talking about
it,
but fucking...
Dean Del Rey,
specials.
Which I'm just going to say this. He's up and coming, whatever.
Sure.
I think he's going to do this. Not sure.
Cool. I've heard the name. I haven't heard.
He heard my James Hetfield impression, and he does an Axl Rose impression. Jeez. And we want to do some kind of battle, tap battle back and forth, apparently. He's a cool guy, though. On Twitter, he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
My buddy Bone Crusher here.
Luap.
Which nobody knows what Luap is unless you say it backwards. All dick.
See, that's a Louis C.K. joke.
Yeah, the bag of dicks joke. It's a great
joke. It's a good joke, but that's not even his best, I'd say.
Oh, no. But it's funny. I mean, it's funny. Yeah. And I came back at him with the Awesome Possum shirt. I love
that
joke.
That's not bad.
You know why I love the Awesome Possum joke? Because.
You have that shirt?
No. Because I was at the Bayou. We were partying, doing karaoke one night, and there was just four of us kind of hanging around. And Rob walks up, and I got a little plastic cup of beer, and he just looks at it. He didn't look at me. He just looks at the thing, and he just goes, pfft, and he knocks it out of my hand. Full beer hits the ground. I'm like, you fucking asshole.
I used to do that a lot.
That's funny. It's a good joke. You should do it a lot.
That's a good joke.
Good joke. Pretty good. 10 out of 10.
Greg Benson doesn't even offer his 2 cents. It's just,
I'm going to be here telling jokes, yeah.
Gives the date to the show.
Ass. Favorite joke? Anybody? Mm-hmm. From a stand-up special, obviously, not your own. While you're thinking about it.
We could tell our favorite jokes that we've done. It's definitely funny because you don't see it coming. I'll give you that. I'll definitely give you it's funny. It's definitely funny. But I wouldn't lose my shit over it.
Oh, my God.
Because I can... That's the problem thing, is the title gives it away, though. I know the slap's coming. If I didn't know the slap was coming, I think I'd laugh more.
You know what? I think...
I think you
might have hit on something, because I feel like...
I was
expecting a certain way he was going to get slapped. And, like... He hit him, in the back of the head, like behind the ear, kind of weird. But it still sounded like a face slap.
I
was caught off guard by that. Anyway.
I think if I didn't know he was going to be...
One of my favorite jokes of just fucking all time is from Louis C.K.'s show. When he's fucking... his whole fucking bit about how, if we didn't have a problem with fucking child molestation, there would be less murders, you know what I mean? If it wasn't a big deal, you know what I mean? You could just rape the kid and be like, well, okay, go back home, you know what I mean? Kids would be like, ah, you're an idiot, you got in the van, you know what I mean? But there'd be less less child murders. If child molestation wasn't such a big deal. That whole fucking bit is so fucking genius. It's so funny and so
because if you're not a knee-jerk conservative asshole,
if
you're listening to words being said, he makes a good point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's so funny about that joke.
It's right. If we really
it's
didn't,
like,
yeah.
It's so fucked up, but you find yourself being like, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I guess
wait a minute. I like what he's saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying we should rape kids, but I mean, maybe we should give it as big of a shit.
That's funny.
I get it.
Favorite joke? No? Close? Nothing?
I don't think I could pick one.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
I know.
So, April 25th, the Valley All-Stars of Comedy.
April 25th, we got myself, we got Billy Schubert, we got Don Chaney, we got Greg Benson, we got Crapton Planet, musical guest, and our venerable host, T.J. Jaramillo.
Yes. I'm excited, man.
You should be excited.
It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be weird. Because already the guest list is already shaping up very strangely.
Why is it strange? Explain this to me.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
it looks
really?
Like normal people on there.
No,
like,
no, okay,
good guest
right.
List.
You could say it off cast.
I was wrong.
No. What's
no,
wrong?
It's a completely normal.
No, you
normal,
have something to say.
No, you, no bring it out. No, it's already over.
You have something.
We want to know now.
End the fucking show.
Go from there. Go on iTunes, people. Because who has a fucking Android phone besides you?
Nope.
You have
I don't have an Android.
Besoids?
I have a Windows phone.
Besoids. Who's got an iPhone besides you?
Not me.
iTunes, go from there, find it.
Except
Big J Okerson. You know what? You gentlemen followed well. Very good.
Et cetera.
I had a very good time. I'm going to sit here and just kind of look at you guys.
You've been looking at me all night.
I feel very weird right now.
Go from there to poppy.com. Go from there on iTunes. Audio Boo. Follow him on Twitter.
Only name you need to know is Billy
Schubert. What else do you have? Facebook?
Not what I have.
Billy Schubert.
What do you always end with?
What? Oh, nigger. Open doors, so I walk inside.